You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, April 2nd, 2018, week 242. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And this is Destiny Pizza, for those of you who are new, which I think is very ambitious of us. We're like, we always have new listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. They're jumping in right now.
242. Every week we have new listeners.
Yeah. But it's not like it's like we're new, so it's like it's easy to jump in because we're just current-ish.
Yeah. So, and we don't really reference old stuff.
It'd be weird for this podcast to go to the beginning.
I'd be like, I'm going to listen to every episode.
You just care about the weird banter and you're like, okay.
See how we evolve as hosts.
Yeah. Weird banter. And then you're like, oh, how did they react to those weird stories? And they're like, they reacted really weird to those stories.
It's just a weird podcast in general.
Yeah.
Just a couple of weird guys doing weird stuff, man. On Monday, we release 5 episodes a week, Monday through Friday. Mondays, we release superhero and Star Wars news. Tuesdays, the leftovers. Wednesdays, we viewed, reviewed, and discussion. Thursdays, America's Sweetheart, where I choose someone to be America's Sweetheart. Mike tries to guess who they are based on their IMDb trivia. And then we guess their age, their height, and their top performing box office movie according to Box Office Mojo. Then we do This Week in Movies and the Now, where we talk about movies coming out this week, unless I forget to add a movie that came out on Wednesday of that week, like I did last week with Ready Player One. And we talk about those movies. Then trailer talk, we talk about trailers we saw this week. Then we come to Friday, and it's Freestyle Friday, Netflix recommendations. We recommend things for you to watch on Netflix, and we talk about whatever we want. And throughout the week, we tell you what's new on Netflix, because that's always good information to have. Mainly self-serving.
Yeah. I don't know what's on Netflix. Why don't we put a segment in the podcast where we tell ourselves? Oh, that is on Netflix.
It forces us to do research. So let's get into it. Captain Marvel news.
Yes, I'm very excited about this news. We got some cast members announced, and they're all returning cast members from previous movies. We got Clark Gregg returning. We got Digimon. What? How do you say his name?
Jimon
Honsu, and Lee Pace all returning. So Clark Gregg, he's Agent Coulson from all those movies before he gets killed.
Yeah.
But not really, according to the TV shows, but the movies don't address it, so maybe he's still dead. Who knows?
I think they just don't care anymore.
I think they don't care, so they're like, whatever.
He's just a human.
Yeah, like, he's just a dude. And then we got Jimon returning from Guardians of the Galaxy. He's what's that character's name? Forget that character's name. But and then we got Lee Pace returning, who's Ronan from Guardians movies.
Now that's the one I'm curious about.
Yeah.
But this takes place before.
This movie set in the 90s.
Yeah, because some pictures leaked out Brie Larson, and she's wearing like 90s clothes.
Yeah, yeah, so this looks is very set in the 90s. So those two characters, you can obviously just do the same thing as far as look, because they're aliens, so they probably look the same. They're probably older, and they can look the same as they did in Guardians or whatever. But the Clark Gregg, they got to do the Samuel L. treatment, I guess. And, like, age him down or whatever the heck they're going to do. But I think it's pretty exciting because they're announced for the cast. That means they're probably a big part of the movie.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, a cameo where they're like, oh, they show up for a scene.
Yeah, because usually you don't reveal cameos.
Yeah, you don't reveal cameos like that. Marvel's secret
true.
About it.
Well, for Marvel, it's true. But we have another bit of news.
Yeah.
In Shazam, that Danny Garcia, who's Henry Cavill's manager, and Shazam's executive producer teased that Superman will make a cameo in Shazam. So it's like...
So that one, I believe, is literally just a cameo.
Yeah, you get to see teasing. Like the two ways that it's done.
Yeah, the wrong way and the right way.
Yeah, or the right way and the wrong way, respectively.
Why would he even tease that?
No, I think it's a woman.
Why would she even tease that? It's just dumb. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, why wouldn't you just like, it'd be more interesting if it's a surprise, or it'd be like just as interesting if, I don't know. That seems pretty dumb. That's not going to get anybody to see the movie. Oh, he's a Superman's cameoing in this. But that's the difference between Marvel and DC.
Oh, I think she might be the Rock's.
Now, see if the Rock showed up. Now, that'd be it.
I think she's his that'd manager be exciting. As well.
I'd love to see just Black Adam cameo. That'd be cool.
That'd be crazy if you manage Henry Cavill and The Rock. It's like, yeah, the woman who built, his ex-wife and current manager.
The Rock's ex-wife?
And manager, both. Well, she's current manager, ex-wife previously. Hmm. Probably too powerful for him.
I think so.
He's like, this woman's busy doing her own thing.
Mm-hmm.
X-Men Dark Phoenix has been pushed back to February 14, 2019, and New Mutants has been pushed back another 6 months to August 2nd, 2019.
I don't know what's going on with this Fox
movies. I think they're just trying to push them back far enough until Disney acquires them.
That's what
them.
It seems like. They're like, oh, just keep pushing it.
Push it real good.
And then, but Deadpool pushed that up a little bit. I don't know the thinking. But I think that's definitely a good sign, I feel like, for people who want Disney to acquire them, because then they're like, oh, because that means they're not making any new ones, probably. Because you wouldn't make new ones on top of these ones, I would think, if you would need to release them.
But it's rumored, because Fantastic Four comic, the new one's coming out soon.
Yeah, I figured that's got to be a good sign, too.
So they say that is, like, that the movie that Disney's going to start their reboot with?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, the...
I mean, that's the obvious one. It's because... It's failed so much. No one had, like... There's no, like... X-Men have been going on. They've been making these films forever, and they're still making them. So to just, like, reboot you right off the bat...
Would be rough.
So I think if you wait, like, 5 years or something, or... I mean, that's probably too long.
That's a long time in movie time.
That is a long time in movie time, considering... The Marvel Cinematic Universe is only 10 years old, so that means...
And considering they reboot Spider-Man every...
That's true. If they could do that to Spider-Man, they probably could do it to X-Men easily. Especially, their take's going to be completely different anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, Spider-Man, they kind of, like... Sony didn't really screw up Spider-Man so much in those early movies. Like, the story still is, like, similar to what they would want to do. Like, but Mutants, they would do something completely... I mean, maybe the overarching story, but, like, the fact that the... costumes, origins, they would totally change all that, I would think. But, like, Spider-Man's pretty... Like, they did pretty good, those first Spider-Man movies they made. Sony did.
With Tobey Maguire?
Yes.
Then Wonder Woman 2 news, Pedro Pascal joins. Which is...
Sweet.
Big get.
We don't know anything about this character. Pedro Pascal? So we got Pedro Pascal, we got Kristen Wiig.
Gal Gadot. So I don't know how they print.
I think it's Gadot. I think it stays the same for her and everyone else changes around her. How are you going to pronounce my name today?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Gal Gadot. That's how I'm going to pronounce it.
Gal Gadot. And this movie is next year, I think. I think this movie.
I have no idea.
Next year. Allegedly.
Allegedly, until they realize until that Aquaman is a failure. And then...
Yeah, they're like, oh no. Yeah, because we haven't heard any much out of the DCEU except the random Joker movie stuff and whatnot. Actually, next year seems pretty quick for this movie, but me. I feel like they can't. I think it won't come next year. I don't know. That means there's no DC movie coming out next year. This movie doesn't come out. Because it seems like this one's still next in line.
Yeah, they don't have anything.
Weird.
But the guy who's writing it is the guy who wrote The Expendables.
Okay, that doesn't give me much hope.
And Jeff Johns. So it's
Jeff Johns, yeah. It's crazy to me that Zack Snyder wrote that part of that first one.
Yeah, but how much of that first one?
I'm curious. I don't know. Because I'm like, I don't think of him as a good storyteller.
Yeah.
So that's why it's interesting. Because it's a pretty good story, mostly.
And then Venom news. They've hired Ludwig Göransson as a composer, who is known as the composer for Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Many TV shows like Community, producer for Childish Gambino.
That's good news to me. Doesn't give me much more hope in the Venom movie, but...
Yeah, because a lot of bad movies have great soundtracks.
Yeah, true. So maybe I'll just like the music. So that Not going to do anything for the movie, though.
Yeah. And then Spider-Man Homecoming 2 news, it's rumored that Matt Damon passed on a role of a villain character.
I mean, I don't think he's just ever going to do a superhero movie. I think he just doesn't want to do one.
But he already did a superhero movie.
What'd he do? What?
Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He can't be two characters. There we go. He can't do that.
Unless his villain is the same character. He is Loki, right?
Or they're like random theories that he actually grabbed people from
Yeah,
Earth.
That's the theory. That's that he grabbed actual actors.
Yeah.
Like it's actually Matt Damon.
Or Loki's just doing some like projection thing.
Yeah, but then
just make them real? Yeah. Wouldn't you make them look like they should?
No, because then like...
Then they would figure it out though.
Yeah, that's revealing too much.
Yeah.
And that who knows how much power he has.
Yeah, because he's already really
concealing
it?
Himself.
Exactly. That's hard
already.
You got a good point there. I don't think he can like cast on over people like that. Not bad power.
We'll probably find out in Infinity War.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he does that.
Maybe he does that. He's like, I'm Thanos.
I'm Thanos.
Which one is it? Listen to me.
He just goes up to Thanos and gives Thanos a mental break, a mental breakdown.
Wait, you're me, who am I? He's like, you're Loki. You're just putting projection on yourself.
Yeah, it's like, well, how many Thanoses are there? And it's just Avengers are all Thanos.
And he's like, I can't handle this. What's real?
And then TV news, Deadpool, the anime series, which was recently canceled, there was like, test animation leaked out.
Mm-hmm. Looked really cool to me.
Yeah, I like the fact when like he hits the guy in the nuts, the eggs crack.
Mm-hmm.
You see someone cracking eggs with their hand. I was like, oh, that's a very Deadpool thing to do.
Yeah.
But a lot of it seemed like it almost was lifted out of that Deadpool test footage.
It was definitely...
He's like, you guys have to share. He's like, I only have...
The dialogue definitely was. Yeah. Some of it was Ryan Reynolds.
It was Ryan Reynolds, right?
I think it was. Some of it was just took from Deadpool, the movie. And then other of it was somebody else doing a voice, I think. So I was like confused.
We would watch it again, but it was pulled down.
Yeah, so we can't see it. But I think that's what it was. It sounded like that, at least. It was like exact dialogue from Deadpool, the movie. And then it had some other lines that was read by somebody else. But it was... He had a very similar voice to Ryan Reynolds. But I don't think Ryan Reynolds did the voice of the other part. But it was kind of odd. But it looked really cool.
Let's see those ones here. Nope. That's the problem.
Nope.
All these people.
They do it down quickly.
They just they don't want to rehost it. They're like, oh, okay, let's just
been taken down,
link to the original.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly.
Oh, their YouTube page still has it.
Really? Nope. No, I don't think so. Usually when stuff gets taken down, it's like taken down everywhere.
I wish I'd downloaded it before.
I didn't even know it was going to get pulled.
I assumed it was. I think it's fine. Like, I should probably get around to downloading it. I'm sure someone uploaded it. The colors are off, but...
Huh? Someone did.
Oh, yeah. So, it's up there if you look for it.
It is on the internet somewhere.
Oh, yeah, the grenade, I never tell people to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. Sucks, but...
Yeah, it would have been a pretty cool show.
Is this a real trailer? The Second Coming of Christ?
I don't know.
Yes, it is. Anyways, yeah. So there's all that. Not much Star Wars news.
No.
This week.
Nothing.
None, actually.
I think they're waiting for
that
Solo.
Star Wars Legion game is out. Mm. Tabletop Star Wars game.
Sweet.
Get these little figures that you get to paint. And the Han Solo one is coming out soon, where you get to have a little Han Solo figure.
Just a figure for that game?
Yeah. So, there's that on Netflix today. La Piloto, season one. I think that translates to the pilot. What kind of pilot? I don't know.
Craft pirate pilot?
TV pilot?
Nobody knows. Gotta watch it. It's on Netflix now.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Come back tomorrow for the leftovers. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.